1-800-259-1944.
Nice to be in Maui, Hawaii, and nice to be with all of you across America. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. F-22s are a thing of the past, at least pumping out some new ones. Seven could have been on order, but instead the Senate says no. President Obama couldn't be more thrilled because he thought it was a waste of taxpayers' money. Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense, said, look, this isn't where we're headed when it comes to war. It's become obsolete. There are F-35s, other things that we're using, and certainly in Iraq and Afghanistan, the F-22 isn't something that we use. Sadly, thousands upon thousands of people will be out of work because they worked on the F-22, and there isn't going to be new work for them, meaning the company's not going to be able to pay them, even for the upkeep of the current F-22s, which there are a lot of F-22s. You're talking about mechanics who are handling that, not the people who are putting the planes together. John McCain was one of the co-authors of the measure. Here's what he said about something completely different, though, that almost snuck in there when it came to hate crimes.
I've never seen in the years I've been here the majority leader of the Senate who wants the defense bill to move forward, which is all about the defense of this nation and the care for the men and women who are serving. He takes a amendment off, which had to do with the funding of the F-22 or not, a huge issue, and puts the hate crimes on the bill, which has nothing to do with defense of the country. So Republicans obviously reacted in somewhat of a negative fashion, to say the least, and now we are all bogged down because the majority leader wanted a hate crimes bill, which has never gone through the Judiciary Committee, which it should, on a defense bill, and has nothing to do with it. It's an abuse of power.
All right, abuse of power, you heard that right there. And that's the problem. It's something that we talked about before. Stephen Dallas has called us, and we've gone over the list of things that have been proposed and the amendments that often dovetail onto a measure that's proposed, goes through, and a lot of times the taxpayer, you and I, have no clue that the main thrust of whatever the bill was supposed to be might still be intact, but there are so many other things connected to it that you had no idea about. So McCain was right about that, and you certainly know how I feel about the hate crimes bill and where that will put us as a country. Because, listen, are there kooky nutball idiots out there who have nothing to do with their better to do with their time than pound other people into the sand with hate rhetoric on websites or whatever? But the bottom line is, you don't have to go there. You don't have to look at it. You don't have to watch any of it, because we have freedom of choice, right? That means that you can say and do what you choose. I might not like it. You might not like my version of whatever it is, but you don't have to partake. You don't have to do it. So hate crimes is disastrous. And then to heave that on the back of that, I agree with John McCain, absolutely. And McCain, by the way, as I mentioned, was one of the co-authors. So the F-22-7, that was in the works, and now they're gone. It actually passed 58, or the vote anyway, it was 58-40. So Obama couldn't be more thrilled because he felt like it was obsolete and that, you know, in looking at it, it was unnecessary. And Gates himself, who worked for Bush and now works for Obama as the Secretary of Defense, looked at it from the perspective of currently what we're doing in Afghanistan, what we're doing in Iraq. It doesn't make sense with where we're headed to build more of these. Doesn't make sense. Now, in defense of the F-22s, which there's still a ton of them, I want to say it's almost like 138, probably a little bit more than that. There are, you know, China, for example, F-22s. Other countries looking into F-22s. And how do you defend what they got up in the air with what we got up in the air? yeah, maybe the current situation isn't about that, but you do have to be armed and ready to defend whatever the enemy could possibly, and whoever that enemy could be. We don't know. You don't know who the enemy is, right? We do know the Taliban is the enemy, and Pakistan none too happy about the call for more troops into Afghanistan to try to stamp out a very elusive foe. Because what happens is now a lot of the Taliban's driven further and further into a dangerous area of Pakistan, and what will this do to them? You know, so the increase in U.S. troops makes Pakistan unhappy. The amount of troops makes Pakistan unhappy. You know, the bottom line is, do you want our help or not? Whether the help is in the air, whether the help is with support in and around, if the idea is, okay, you got to pull these, you got to smoke these guys out from the hills, from the places where they're practicing, where they're influencing young minds or whatever you got to do, assimilate, etc., then you have to let the U.S., I think, just do what they're doing. Pakistan is the most dangerous area, however, of all of the places that we're talking about right now, right this second, today in the Middle East. I don't trust Ahmadinejad, and Iran is just waiting to snap, crackle, pop. But I'd say Pakistan is probably the scariest of the bunch because of the hornet's nest it has become and has been for a very long time for the Taliban. But at the same time of saying that, you have to be able to fight them in Afghanistan. You have to be able to try to cut down as many as possible. And even if some are being driven back, I think it's still that border between Pakistan and Afghanistan will, in the end, be much better off. Sam is listening to us across the border in Montreal. Hello, Slam and Sammy.
Hello. I forgot to mention yesterday, unfortunately, here there was a funeral of a championship boxer. I don't know if you heard about it, Arturo Gatti.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think, well, okay, with all the respect, I don't know if you, are you listened in, is your show on in Brazil?
Only if they went through the internet, no.
Okay. I think the way the Brazilian authorities are handling it is very unprofessional. First of all, someone is claiming that he may have committed suicide, but a lot of people knew him too well and said, that's not him. And what was really classy is that someone from the World Boxing Council was at the funeral. And this I found really surprising is that Iron Mike Tyson sent a letter. You know, so.
Yeah, that's the only thing, actually, to be honest, that I had heard. But so you're saying you're going to give him a thumbs up for doing that?
I mean, sometimes the way he acts, Mike Tyson, something to be desired. But I mean, what he did, was obviously, thumbs up. And a lot of boxing people from Canada and all over the world, were at the funeral. It was standing room only. The people outside waiting and. I know. Okay, you're cutting it short. But when they brought him outside, people were applauding and they were yelling Arturo, 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 and his parents looked really strong. But I'm just wondering what it was like today, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, boy, no kidding.
Okay.
All right, Sam. Thanks. You take care. You can chime in 800-259-5791. We're broadcasting live from Maui.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
The daily salute goes to the Blue Dog Democrats who are trying to put the brakes on this health care reform. Whether they'll be pushed further along, we'll see. And it's really now health care plan is what they're calling it, right? And we're broadcasting live from Maui, Hawaii, by the way. It's funny when you walk around Maui, everybody keeps asking me, what's going on in the mainland? I don't know. You got a paper, right? No, I'm kidding. They do. They ask a lot of questions about, well, what's happening here? What's happening there? And it's not like you don't get any news here, but you're on an island. You're on an island that's very, very far away. Closer, of course, if you live in the West. And certainly there are so many tourists here. There are a lot of Asian people that come from all over the place. Japan. I met a couple from China, actually, today. I just, you know, stupid me, I assumed Japan because I had met so many people from Japan, but no, they were from China. So a lot of people, and both the people I talked to from Japan briefly and those from China said that a lot of people want to go to Hawaii, that if they can get there, if they have the means, then that's where they want to go. And Japan, of course, a lot easier. China, you're talking about a communist country, so it's obviously very few Chinese people other than those that are higher up on the pecking order would actually probably be able to afford and be allowed to make the travel. Well, I guess they would be allowed, but be able to afford to get the travel to Hawaii. I wanted to mention this before we jumped into this cool iPhone thing. You know, everybody has iPhones now, or a lot of people have iPhones, certainly. It seems like they have wings and they fly off the shelves. But the health secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, was at a public forum the other day. In fact, we talked about it, and we let you hear some of the things that she was saying about, you know, what was taking long for Obama's plan and all this other stuff. There was actually a guy who was at that event who yelled out, "It's a cold day in hell," before he socializes my country. I think it kind of threw some people off when he screamed out. Haven't they been watching anything that's ever televised on C-SPAN? There's always somebody yelling something out. But you know what? The guy had a good point. It might be a cold day in hell before this passes in its current form. It's not looking real great. The president is massively on the offensive, because this opposition is just growing and growing and growing. It's not just the Blue Dog Dems in this committee that are expressing, you know, the disbelief in what's going to happen with the small businesses, et cetera. There are others, both Republicans and Democrats, who might not completely be on board with it. And, of course, I know many of you are lobbying against it and calling your senators and saying forget about it, or congressmen too as well. So yeah, all right, here's the deal with the iPhone. From health to iPhones, there's an Apple iPhone, right? Here's the deal: when you hack into an iPhone and you install what they call a software that's not approved, did you know it's called, there's a term for it, it's called jailbreak. That's what you're doing. So there is this weird, and I didn't even realize this, there's this weird deal of cat and mouse that Apple and these hackers seem to go back and forth with. And what happened was, with the new iPhone 3G, which went on sale probably sometime in June, what's happened is now you have these jailbreakers who were trying to get through and trying to crack the code, and they did just that a couple of weeks ago. I guess there's a hacker who calls himself Gremlot or something like that, who released the first jailbreaking software for the iPhone 3G system. Man, I can't even comprehend trying to hack and get this unapproved, you know, to push the software through. You know, I'm just proud of myself that I can figure out what the applications are and basically work the Apple iPhone. Matt, do you know anybody who's a good hacker?
I have a friend who is very into the, I don't know, not so legal methods of doing things.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, he can get movies right away, like before they're out on DVD, music, albums, phone things. He's on top of everything, so he's kind of my technology guy that I go to if I've got questions about things or maybe you need a little free software.
A little free software. Yeah, and you know what? There are a lot of people who are really good at that have time and they can mess around with whatever it takes to be able to get that software. Like you said, this guy's good at that. But, man, if Apple isn't trying to do everything they can to prevent that from happening, because this has become a new, it really truly has become a big new game. Like I said, for me, I can work the iPhone, and that's all good. How many people actually listening to this show have an Apple iPhone? Do you have one of those old clunky cell phones? You know what I'm talking about? Certainly nobody has. Nobody, please tell me, nobody out there is running around with one of the box phones. We had the antenna. Remember they had the brick phone? It was like a brick that you walked around with. And then they just get smaller and smaller and smaller. I would think that a lot of it has to do with plans anymore. If you have a family and you have to have a bunch of cell phones. But another thing that I noticed while I've been here in Hawaii, but, you know, it's not that I wasn't seeing it before in the mainland. You see a lot, frankly, a lot of kids that have cell phones. you know, is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? Now, theoretically, in one way, it's good because if you have to find your kid, you can find them if they pick up the cell phone when you need them. If they're supposed to be somewhere, if you're concerned because the weather has changed and, my gosh, there's a tornado bearing down on the city where you live, or you're going to be late because you're supposed to pick them up, but you're in a massive traffic jam. I can see the points of that. But the kids that I've seen, and I'm sure it's girls and boys that have the cell phones, they are constantly, and I'm talking 8, 9, they look to be 10 years old to me, and then, of course, the older kids, on the cell phones constantly. You hear the ringtones, the different ringtones. I don't know, is that really such a good thing? I mean, can kids just be kids and run around the neighborhood and play stickball and hide and seek and ride their bikes and go down to the creek and to the fort and all that stuff? Maybe they're still doing that, but they just happen to have this cell phone. And then the other hand, if I'm a kid, in a way, I don't know if the cell phone's so great either, because, you know, it's that don't ask, don't tell kind of mentality of the kid not really saying where he's been. He's been with his buddies and he's got some mud on his pants. Where were you? You're not supposed to go into the woods. Some of the excuses would get thrown out the window because of that little old tracking device called the cell phone. I'm glad I didn't grow up in an era where I had the cell phone, where there was no tracking of where we were when we were playing flashlight tag or just running around the neighborhood or doing whatever we were doing, that I didn't have a constant monitor. And there are a lot of schools that are frowning on the whole cell phone thing, so they're asking parents not, I mean, there really is some schools that are asking parents not to send the cell phone with their kids to school, and that if they need to pick them up or something's happened, they can call the school and they'll take the kid out of class or do whatever they have to do, make the adjustment, but forget the cell phones. Now, I would think in private school, if it's a rule in private school, that would fly. And in public school, it depends, of course, too. Same thing with the school board, what they vote on. But it's a combination of private and public schools that are frowning on the cell phone because the kids are looking at the cell phone sometimes while they're in class, or they're trying to answer the cell phones, be on the cell phones at recess. So when we're talking about kids being chunky and having problems losing weight and they're not participating in kickball, I mean, honestly, apparently this is a problem in some places. They're busy off playing games on the cell phone or calling someone on the cell phone or, you know, whatever it is. I don't know. If you're a parent, is the cell phone a good thing or is it a bad thing? Should schools really ban it? 800-259-5791. Who knows, there might be a future hacker out there messing around with that cell phone at 8 years old on the playground.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Walks barely down the street, ooh, way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Reality starting to click in for President Barack Obama. Hey, everybody. Kate, hanging loose with you, broadcasting live from Maui, back to the mainland and everywhere in between. You can jump on these airwaves by jingling these digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Cell phones, should kids really have them? You've been in the store, even if you don't have a kid, you've been walking around, you've seen the kids on the cell phones at 8, 9, 10, and then teenagers, of course. It's just a given. It's like part of the outfit for a teenager. You would be ostracized if you didn't have a cell phone and you were in your teen years. But younger than that, walking around with cell phones, the distraction of the cell phone, I don't know. Maybe the schools have a point. Usually I would go on the side of the parents, and not always, I shouldn't say that, because a lot of things are ridiculous, but in this case, I would say there may be something to that. How do you teach a class when you have the cell phones ringing, because kids, of course, they forget to turn them off, and they're in their book bags hung up in the back of the room, or more likely, the kid has the cell phone in the sock, he's trying to play the video game, he's text messaging. you know, whatever. Do they really need the cell phones? If it's a small school, if there's some emergency, can't you go and tell the kid, get the kid out of school? Somehow we all survived before the cell phones, and I was fine in school. I'm sure generations before me and generations before that were fine when they were in school and they didn't have something that connected them to their family while they were there doing the math thing, the science thing, all that other sort of stuff. So I'm going to say, yeah, if the school board wants to vote on that, I might agree with them. Certainly, the cell phone should be turned off in the classroom, but, you know, if adults can't even remember to turn them off half the time in the movies, or they're just ignorant to it, I don't know, or wherever they are, church, the cell phones go off, well, hey, what do you think is going to happen with some of the kids? Of course, they're going to forget to turn the cell phone off, and it's a bigger problem, I guess, than I even realized. You know, how about that? So 800-259-5791, americatonight.net. That's the other way that you can get to us. Going to give you some quotes of the week coming up around the bend. Talked earlier about Obama and the fact that now when his numbers have come out in this AP poll, and there have been a bunch of polls done, of course, but in this recent poll, it shows that a majority of Americans are back to actually believing that the country is headed in the wrong direction. Tell me it's not so. Of course, you know how I feel. After a brief period where more thought it was actually on the right track. Now, having said that, I'll reiterate this again, something I said on a previous hour of America Tonight. Still, 55 is a pretty big number, right? That's solid. It's better than Bill Clinton and about even with George W. Bush. And we're talking about first 6 months stuff. So we're not talking about later in the presidency. We're talking about the first 6 months. But there has to be doubts flying around whether he can succeed at some of the big things on the list of to-dos, right? Is it too much about multitasking and the tackling everything at one time? I mean, look, the economy is brutal. The number of people who think Obama can improve the economy is down 19 percentage points from a couple of days before the inauguration. So, and then the people who think he can reduce the deficit, remove troops from Iraq, improve the image of the United States around the world, all slipping 15 points, right? So when a president actually gets in office, of course the numbers can slide because it's the real world now. It's not the Disneyland that was being predicted when he was on the road and campaigning and trying to get votes. What do politicians do? They try to say whatever they can to get votes. So in Obama's case, the problem is that he's looking right domestically and internationally. The problems are pretty big. And the idea of blaming them on the previous guy, they just have to cut that out because that's not working. It's Bush's, it's the people before us, it's the Bush whatever. They don't ever say Bush by name, but it's the people that were here the 8 years before us, that stuff has to go away. We don't care anymore. We're living in the here and now. Tell us something we want to hear. Unemployment, 7.6 in January, 9.5% in June. It's going to be up even more heading into next year. Do you know that almost 4% of homeowners with mortgages are in foreclosure of some sort? 8% a month behind on payments, struggling. Do you know that's the highest level? I know you do. Highest level since the Great Depression. Oof. I don't know. If you had a great Obama right now, forget the sissy poll. If you just had a great Obama, A, B, C, D, or incomplete, did you ever get an incomplete in your report card? What would the grade be at the six-month mark for Barack Obama? Like I said, 55 is still a big number. Two-thirds think that Obama understands the problems of ordinary Americans. That's down from 81% in January. 69% think he's a stronger leader. That's off from 78% from the inauguration. Yeah. So, could somebody else have done better? That was another question that was thrown out in this poll. Could somebody else have done better? Yeah. Somebody else could have done better if not the big, paint us the giant promises and then not deliver on any of them. But like I said, hey, this is what politicians do, unfortunately, right? So the approval rating starting to sink. Why? Economy, taxes, unemployment, the environment, and a slew of other things on the list. So we've been talking about that. And if you had to give an old-fashioned grade, A, B, C, D, or incomplete, what would you give? 800-259-5791. I know you're out there. Pick up the phone, 800-259-5791. There's too many people unemployed, so you have to be listening as you're trying to burn the midnight oil and pump out those resumes. So if you are in a situation where you're, like most of us, worried about money, probably if you read books, if you try to just get away from it and you're like a book reader, you might be into the whole new thing of ebooks. Of course, ebooks have been around for a while, but the amount of ebooks that are delivered, the Kindle, the other things that are involved with downloading and stuff, it's pretty interesting how fast this technology is moving. And jumping on the whole ebook thing, Barnes and Noble, of course, has decided, yeah, ebooks. So instead of rushing right out to get the hardback copy of whoever it is that you like to read their novels, Janet Ivanovich, I'll pick that name out, Lisa Scottolini, Clive Cussler, or whoever, if you normally would pony up the bucks, even if you didn't have them, just because you were desperate to get the next book or any book that had a lot of buzz, let's say, like Mark Levin's book. Now there may be a better way, a cheaper way to do it, and it's already around. Ebooks are already around, but Barnes and Noble jumping on this will be interesting to see what the cost would be and how many more people that mill around that store, because there's still a lot of people in there getting books. How many people would actually prefer to go the ebook route? Matt, do you like ebooks? Do you read ebooks as opposed to, you know, you just read a book. You read the book about Dillinger because you were talking about Public Enemies and going to see it. But do you read ebooks at all?
No, I've never, ever even come close to doing anything like that. If I'm reading a book, it's going to be in my hands. You know,
Why?
I don't have the patience to sit there and read something online like that. The only stuff I get all my news pretty much online, and I read, you know, things constantly, but it's all news reports, quick articles, things like that. I can't sit there and just page through a book online. I don't think I'd ever be able to accomplish that.
See, I wonder if more people, and you're not yet 30, so you're in your 20s, I wonder if more people of your generation actually feel that way, because the e-books are popular with some people and all over the map, whether 30s, 40s, 20s, whatever. That's why the Kindle, ways to download, all that sort of stuff. And a lot of people think that ebook will take the place of your hardback, softback books, but I'm like you. I don't like, after all the time spent on the computer, I get that it's more convenient, I guess, in some ways, but I don't want to be sitting there on an iPhone or something else, straining my eyes, trying to read whatever the print is, or downloading the book and going to it. Yeah, I don't like it either.
I think I get too distracted by the possibility of other things online, too.
Like, yeah.
I'd read, like, a page, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, let's check out ESPN and see what's going on in the sports world, you know? And I want to be able to focus on the book.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point, but like I said, Barnes & Noble, they know how to sell some books. They know how to get people in their stores. Those bookstores are everywhere, just like Borders. But I think Barnes & Noble, I think they make much more money than Borders does. And they're banking on the fact that, hey, we got to be technology hip, too, so we're going the e-book route. Do you like reading e-books? Does anybody read e-books out there? We'll meet you on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julian New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You can pound these numbers, 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney, the show is America Tonight, and we are live from Maui, Hawaii. Hey, I don't know how many people heard about this, but Joseph Farah is the creator of WorldNet Daily. And WorldNet Daily, actually now, he's got $10,000. That's the bounty that's been offered up for anybody who can claim that they've witnessed Obama's birth. They know anything about Obama's birth because, as you know, and I've actually even seen a couple of billboards about this, there's a great debate about Obama's birth certificate. And is he constitutionally eligible to serve, or was he born in Africa? Was he what? Was he born somewhere else, like Africa? Hello. Let's go to Jana, who's listening to us in Iowa. She pounded in the digits. Hey, Jana, how are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm in Maui, Jana. How could I not be good?
Hey, there you go.
Shame on me if I'm not.
That's right. I called in to give Obama a grade.
Sure.
And I would say... C, I guess, because I'm not happy with a lot of things that he's done so far, and I think this medical thing that he's trying to get across, when, number one, they haven't even read the whole proposal. Number two, they're going to be people that are on, like, Medicare and Medicaid affected negatively by it. And the poor and the disabled and the elderly can least afford to be affected negatively by it. So that's the grade I'm going to have to give him overall, I guess.
I see. Yeah, I would agree with you. In fact, I went to a school where they had minuses and pluses, so I would say a C minus. I mean, it's only 6 months in, but others were graded on 6 months. Too many promises, things that haven't happened. You know, also, obviously, the stimulus fell flat, the economy's in the toilet, and yes, it was tanking, and yes, there were problems that were handed to Obama, but at the same time, I think that there have been a lot of things that have been bungled, and you said it right about the health care. It's ridiculous. So now there's been all this debate about health care for a very long time, in fact, since the 70s, and now it's going to hurry up. We have to have it done right this second, and let's get this through so nobody really realizes what's happening. That's what it feels like, and I don't like that.
I don't either, and I have a comment about the e-books.
Uh-huh.
I guess I'm like Captain Kirk in Star Trek. I like the feel of the book in my hand.
So you agree with us that that's all
yep.
three of us who say we like the book. I like the book, too. I agree with you.
Well, you have a good night, kiddo, and enjoy being in Hawaii.
Thank you, Jana. Aloha, as they say down here. You hear two things, aloha for everything and mahalo, which means thank you. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Talking about a couple of different things, as usual, it's like Scattergories. So you ever play the game Scattergories? You have to give a letter grade to Obama because now there are all these polls that are out since he hit the six-month mark on Monday, rather. What would be the grade that you would give him? Jana says a C, and she makes some valid points. I think it's too early to tell what's going to happen to a president down the road 6 months in. But some of the heavy, crazy things that have been emphasized in this administration, you know how I feel about the White House spokesman, the constant, sarcastic throwaway lines. I mean, it actually is entertainment for me. And, of course, the planting of reporters was ridiculous and the constant attacks of the previous administration. Who cares? Move forward. Speaking of moving forward, we're going to do that. Dale is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. So you're in Hawaii this week.
I am. I'm in Maui. I'm just a stone's throw away from the water right now.
So you're broadcasting from the beach?
I am broadcasting from the beach, yeah.
Wow, what a deal.
It is. It's a great deal. I'm very excited about it. It was all paid. Fox paid for the whole thing, so I couldn't turn it down, Dale.
Well, you're probably sitting out there in your bikini, and then when you go to a hard break, you get up to get a drink, and all the young men follow you over there, and then they follow you back. That's just great.
It is. It's great. I feel very blessed to be here, let me tell you. And it's beautiful. I mean, it's a great island. And the people are, of course, because they rely on tourism and it's been down, very, very friendly. But it's just a beautiful place to visit.
Yeah, I wanted to mention to you, I talked to a Canadian physician yesterday. And he was telling me that this plan of one-payer system that President Obama would like doesn't work. He gets to see 22 patients a day, and that's it. In other words, when he sees that 22nd patient,
right.
If there's 10 people in the waiting room, forget
you're
it.
Done. Mm-hmm.
He just goes on, you know. So he said it is not. You know, it is just not what we want. It's too expensive, and I don't know what Congress is going to come up with.
Yeah, I agree. I'm glad that you called us and said that. Aloha. We appreciate that. Your friend's right. I think that, coupled with the fact that you have to wait for beds, it's the same thing. So if you are waiting for a surgery, they have to have a bed for you, and they'll call you and tell you when it's ready. It was either Sam or Al who told us about that, and I've heard that from other Canadians, that it's a kind of a mediocre system, but some, for some reason, it's portrayed as just wonderful. Don in Kentucky, hello.
Hello, Kate. You're wanting the college come in and give a grade to Obama. Well, let me state my approach, then I'll give you my grade.
Okay.
On Robert Gibbs, I don't think you need to say any more. He's the worst press secretary in American history.
Right.
Oh, he's abysmal. Healthcare reform. Well, first let's go back to the pirate situation where the pirate ship, it took us a week to figure out what we wanted to do there.
Mm-hmm.
That was unbelievable. I'm glad he handled it right. So that was mediocre. The healthcare reform, this is a disaster waiting to happen on every possible angle. There is no way this is going to turn out good for American and people who get sick. On the stimulus, well, it's unbelievable. The stimulus is just a joke. It's done nothing to benefit our economy. We have seen no positive benefits. We still see people losing jobs every day. But this is supposed to create over, 300,000 jobs?
Haven't seen
one of them yet. The last point, which for me is the most important, because I believe what the Bible says about those who bless Israel will be blessed themselves. Those who curse Israel will be cursed themselves. Obama has taken his knowledge and relationship with Islam and put Israel in the back burner. And Israel is...
Yeah, we're starting to lose you, but I'm obviously we've lost your ultimately your grade, but I guarantee it was going to be a negative grade. But you made some excellent points. It's the things that we talk about constantly here on, you know, America Tonight. And here's the deal: whether you're a Democrat, undecided, a conservative, Republican, whatever you want to label yourself or call yourself, or whatever you feel has been what you've, how you voted all the way along, et cetera, and what you're about, the ultimate thing is really if Barack Obama was fabulous and was completely different than what so many of us thought, amen, brother. I'm right there. I'm saying great. I'm not afraid to say it. I'd say, well, this isn't what I thought. This is happening, and it's not liberal and crazy and socialism and blah, blah, blah. Hey, I'd be right there saying, bravo, you go. But this is a foregone conclusion of what we're seeing, especially with healthcare. Healthcare is the scariest thing of all. Let's just ram it down our throats. Now that it's been talked about for three decades, nobody really had it ever come to the point of voting. Let's just vote right away, and let's just kill all the small businesses. So bravo to those Blue Dog Democrats. Yeah.
So would you like the standard bikini wax?
Oh, no. I'm going to Hawaii with my husband. Better landscape the whole yard.